Hello, and welcome to the Nautical Twist podcast. For some of you guys who have been here for a while, I want to say welcome back. And to anybody who's new, welcome to this podcast. My name is Em, and I'm here with really extremely random podcast episodes. Sometimes it's about travel stories. Sometimes it's just random conversation based or just random reflections that I might have throughout the week. So anyway, today's episode is related to some things I'm doing in preparation for some trips that I'm going to be going on. And I usually, when I'm preparing to go somewhere, of course, like many other people, like, you know, just go to the store, get a couple, whatever I need, maybe order some things online. For me, I don't really like to order things online. I like to just go to the store and see exactly what I'm ordering and pick it up. And also I try to get myself to get out of the house and move and everything and make it a whole thing to force me not to be so lazy in my everyday life. So but there was something that I needed to order and I could only figure out or get it online. And I realized that as we've many people who order things online on a regular basis, you know, you can get things crazy fast. Sometimes like same day, maybe even just a few years ago, it was like, okay, you can get without paying too much extra, you can get something within a couple of days, which is very impressive. But now, of course, you can get things even faster, like tonight, that night, or whatever the case may be. And it just made me really think about this because we have so many advantages of things that save us time, whether it's like some people have their houses all set up so that everything can be done online, where they can turn on their lights by pressing a button on their phone or things like that. And we have situations where we can order things, whatever it is, clothing, food, whatever random stuff that we want online. It can be here in a flash. Someone can deliver groceries, all this type of stuff that can take place to save us time. But the big question that I want to ask is, what are we saving time for? And I was really thinking about that because another thing I've been doing in preparation for traveling is just learning whatever languages are appropriate for the place that I'm going in, and not learning it big time, but just learning the key tourist phrases that I need to know. And of course, anything extra that my mind will handle picking up, for a couple of weeks building up to the trip. And so I'm like, man, like if I had just stayed consistent and committed to learning a language, I really could be so much further along in speaking these different languages that I want to converse better in. And I'm like, well, we have all this free extra time nowadays in our society, like so much extra time because of these technological advancements that allow for us to get things so much quicker and everything. But is that extra time actually being used for anything better? Like there's just this desperate rush to save time, but at what cost? And to me, like for myself, I think one big thing, I think a good thing about going to the store, for example, is sometimes, especially if I'm having like a really a reflective day or quiet day or working on some like personal project or something like that, I can end up having a day where I really don't talk that much. And so sometimes going to the store can be very good, just for that human interaction. And sometimes it's literally good to just get up and walk around. And so it's like, if I sit around and I order things online all the time, not to knock that at all, but like, what am I doing to better justify the time? Am I spending more time with my family or spending time with people that really matter or doing things that really matter? Or am I kind of just like, do I end up kind of dilly-dallying, wasting time or, you know, sitting around watching movies all the time versus kind of having a little bit more of a balance? And again, this is just, as always, just some random thoughts that I've been having, particularly as technology just makes things happen so much faster and faster. I just wanted to share that thought. And just, again, this is just more of me trying to think for myself about how can I do a better job of using that saved time that I get sometimes what can I do? And so I know this year coming up, I know that I go along with the whole New Year's resolution things because it's a great time for me to keep myself in check. And I'm going to consider the new year to be a good checkpoint for me to see if I am using my time better and how can I actually measure that. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. And please feel free to reach out to me at nauticaltwistm@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have any thoughts, any feedback, if you have any podcast episode suggestions or anything like that, please feel free to send that to me via email. And in the meantime, I do hope you have a great week and I will talk with you guys soon. Bye for now.